Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Hey, what you got to say? Hey, hello, how are you? Happy Monday. Crappy day over here. I don't know about you guys. We are in a chilly, I'm looking outside. I actually just wet my finger and stuck it outside to see if there's any wind. Anyway, that's my weather. Looking out the window, that's how I know what the weather is. So it is cold. Well, it's not freezing. It's chilly and wet. So, you know, always makes it colder. And I don't know about you, but I cannot see at night outside when it's in this time of year. It is so dark. So dark. But anyway, we are supposed to have on tonight our guest, our rescheduled guest, Christian Guinier from Stranger Things. He was supposed to join us on 1019, and we had an issue, and we couldn't connect. I don't know what happened with him, but I know we have had some tech issues here the last two shows, so I'm hoping we don't have that problem tonight. But we are waiting for Christian to give us a call. In the meantime, I cannot apologize enough to you guys and to our guest last night, Kristen Pelletieri from Impelletieri. He tried relentlessly to get through, and I tried also to get through to him. Unfortunately, he would hear me, and I couldn't hear him, and then I could hear him, and he couldn't hear me, vice versa, if that makes any sense. So I don't know what you guys heard at home, but that's what went on. So Chris was kind enough to reschedule as well. And he is joining us tomorrow on the 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern. So we did play a couple of songs for him. We played Antisocial Disease, Ball and Chain, and I think that's all. I think we only played two because I didn't want to play them without him. I really didn't. Let me see what we played last night. No, I didn't play that one. No, Ball and Chain and... No, I didn't play that one either. No, When the Well Runs Dry. I wanted to play it. I couldn't find it. That was a good one. So anyway, Chris will be back with us tomorrow. Chris and Pelletieri on October 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on the 26th, we've got Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights. I can't wait to have Marshall back on. And then on the 30th, Rick Ryan, author, versus, will be back on. He's got a new book out, a children's Christmas book. It's called Under Santa's Hat, and it is adorable. It was really well put together. I actually have to ask him where he got it done because I need to do that myself. And then the 31st, October, I got yelled at last night, actually, when I said I was doing a show because I was told, with all the kids that come here, are you kidding me? How are you going to do a show? It's going to be so noisy between the dog barking, the doorbell, whatnot. And I said 10 o'clock. That should be good. I mean, these kids come. If you've got the light on, they're going to keep on coming. And as long as you got candy, they're coming. So anyway, Halloween, unbelievably so, is next week. And the holidays and special occasions are just passing me by. I don't know about you, but since the pandemic, they I don't want to say they mean nothing, but they're definitely different. They are definitely different. So anyhow, let's see if we could get Christian on the phone. I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call here and see if there's a problem with this phone. How's that? Let's see if we could do that. Because I want to try and see if it's me. Because I sent the email to the tech folks over at Blog Talk and I got nothing back, which I'm very upset about. But let's see if we could get this call to go through and see if it's me. Let's see what it says. What's it say?
And you'll be able to listen to the show.
See? There's a problem here. You can't even get through. Wait, here we go. Hold on. I think this is me. Oh. Hang on. I had to turn the speaker off. Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Yep, it's there. So it's not me tonight. All right, we hung that up. So let's send a message out to Christian, see if we can get him to give us a call, because my call went through fine. I'm praying that's not a problem tonight, because I can't even tell you how upset I was last night with Kristen Pelletieri. I mean, unbelievable. And, you know, I know I was off the air for 3 months, but Jesus, I paid my bill. I mean, come on. What the hell, you know? So it's not like I went off the air and we never did anything to keep the show running. I mean, the website's up, everything, you know. So what the heck, you know? So anyway, I hope you guys had a good day. I don't know where you are, but I hope it was, the weather was better than mine. I heard they had about a foot of snow out in Colorado. I guess that's kind of normal. Maybe not a foot, but, you know. So, yeah, I don't know if it's too early for snow there right now, but, yeah, but we've got rain. Texting, you know, but you guys know I can't talk and text at the same time. So, anyway, but, yeah, the weather was crappy, and I took the day off tomorrow. I'm going to get caught up on a lot of stuff tomorrow, so I'm happy about that, and I can't text and talk, folks, at the same time. I really can't. Please. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Anyway, I'm okay. How about you? Oh, God help me. Anyway, give me 2 seconds, folks. There we go. Text is out. Boom, boom, boom. I don't know about you, but I can't text and talk at the same time. But that's like my experience brushing my teeth and trying to brush my hair at the same time. Did you guys try it? I told you to give it a try. I was running late one morning, and I said, oh, I'll brush my teeth and brush my hair at the same time. That'll save some time. You know, maybe I'll get out the door faster. Well, you know, when you pat your head and rub your belly, it's the same thing. It throws you off. So I wound up brushing my teeth with my hairbrush and brushing my hair with my toothbrush, which then caused me to be even later because then I had toothpaste all over my hair. So anyway, but that's what's what. So, oh, God, I can't get my chair in, folks. Sorry. Yeah, so Halloween is next week again. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Believe it or not, my birthday is Thursday, and I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. Is it me? Is it, I just don't know. You guys feel the same way? Anyway, yeah, let's get a song. What do we got? Let's play something. All right, let's play this. My buddy Mike Stoll from the Romantics. What I like about you, while we wait for a call, I'll send an email now because I don't want to be typing while I can't speak to you guys. So What I Like About You by Mike Stoll, the singer from the Romantics, the original singer. Mike's the guitarist, and this is his version of What I Like About You. The one we know is the radio cut, but this is Mike's version of What I Like About You. Enjoy. Hang on 1 second, and I'm going to try and get Christian to join us, okay? Hang on. Hey! Great job. Great job. You guys are going to kill me. I'm supposed to call Christian tonight. Hang on. You know what happened? I've been dealing with a lot of Chris's lately, and I'm getting myself all confused. So let's give Christian a call, and let's do that right now. I am so, so sorry. Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Once an idiot, always an idiot.
This mailbox
right?
is not monitored. Please do not leave a message. If this is urgent, go ahead and give me a text. Otherwise, send an email.
At the tone, please record your message. When
Great.
You are finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Christian, it's Joanne Barton. Just want to let you know that you've got a... Oh, here he is on the other line. Hang on.
Yep.
Christian! Hello?
Hello?
Christian?
Hello?
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 Oh, here we go again, folks. Christian, I am so sorry. I'm going to shoot you a text. We are definitely having a connection issue again, and I am beyond, beyond pissed. So, anyway, I am going to play another song for you guys so I can call Christian personally on my phone and tell him that we have another issue here, you know. So, here, I'm going to play a song for you so I could call Christian. And I don't even know what to say, folks. Let's see if we can get him again. Let's see. Let's see if we could get Christian here. Hang
Hello?
On. Hey, Christian. Hello.
Hey, how are
Hello?
You?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh. You know what, honey? Listen, I'm having some tech issues over here. So when you called before, I could hear you, but I guess you couldn't hear me. And I am so sorry. My instructions were to call you, and I've been speaking to so many Chris's over the last week that I'm confusing them all. All my guests have been either Chris, Christians. So, and the fact that we had to reschedule, it's just... blew my mind that I was supposed to call you. I am so sorry. Folks, finally, we have with us actor Christian Ganier. Christian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. So, actually, I think you were on the show before. If you weren't, definitely Mom and Dad were. I know Mom and Dad have been on the show for sure. And I think you might have chimed in because you were in the Rekindling Christmas. Do you recall that?
I don't believe I was in the show before, but my parents definitely were. And, yes, I was starring in Rekindling Christmas. And we did another film together called No More Goodbyes.
Yeah. That one's out, right? No More Goodbyes?
That is not out yet, but it is winning a bunch of awards. So that's
nice.
Very, very great.
Is that Netflix or is that Lifetime? Where's that going to be? Or is it actual movie out in the theater?
It's undetermined yet, so we'll see.
Cool. What role do you play in that?
I played a leading role, and it is about foster care and how broken the foster care system is, and so we're just trying to spread awareness about that.
Nice, nice. Wow. Well, I'm sure it is being sought after for many awards then. I mean, it's definitely a subject that needs to be touched on. I mean, it's such a shame, you know, that kids go unwanted or not even, it's horrible. It's horrible. And are any of the stories based off of any true stories of the kids?
Some parts here and there are about true stories, but the entire story itself is not a true story.
Right, right. No. I meant some of the were you fed off of to get your inspiration from. Was it based off of some true stories?
Yes, my mother, she found inspiration from all sorts of places and added it to the movie. So it makes it much more to us.
Right. So now I could be wrong. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but Stranger Things, is that in the final season?
It is not. They have one more season. They have season 5, and then they will be done with Stranger Things, but they're going to do a spinoff. So everybody's questioning and excited about that.
Mm. And do you see yourself possibly in a spinoff, or is that the questioning?
That's the questioning. Nobody knows what it's going to be about. Not even I know, so I can't give you any spoilers, though I wish I could.
Of course not. No.
So I'm really excited about that. I want to see what it's going to be about. Maybe they'll add me. Maybe they won't. We'll see. Mm.
Did you, I'm curious, since mom and dad are so into the industry, did they ever turn you on to Village of the Damned or Children of the Corn?
I believe I've seen those now.
Oh, you have to look them up, because I'm not going to lie to you, I've never watched Stranger Things. I don't get to watch much TV. That's the only reason why. And I was looking at some YouTube clips, and I said to myself, it kind of, you know, when I read it, obviously looked it up on IMDb, I was like, oh, it's got a little hint of Village of the Damned to me. But then when I was looking at the YouTube clips, I was like, no, nothing at all. But you should check those out, especially, both of them, Village of the Damned and Children of the Corn. You might see a little bit of similarity into the premise, possibly. You know, but you kids are out for good in Stranger Things, where Village of the Damned, and Children of the Corn, they were horrible. So you might dig it. You might like it. So what are you working on now then, Christian? What's going on now?
Well, I have a horror movie I'm shooting in the fall that's going to be up in Oregon. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. It's a psychological horror, and I play the villain.
You're playing the villain. I can't see you doing that, but as a great actor, yes, I can. You just don't look like a villain to me, honey. I'm sorry. You know, you're just so sweet and innocent looking, you know?
I mean, that's the best part about it, is you won't expect it. You'll expect the most innocent-looking person to be the psychopath. So that's gonna be really cool. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, cool! Anybody in it you could share or no?
No, not yet.
Oh, big! You're full of secrets tonight. My goodness, you're gonna do great in the industry. You could keep a secret.
Well, I've been doing it for 13 years, so hopefully so.
Right. Now, I wanted to ask you, with all your roles that you've played, I mean, you've done so much. You've been in 9-1-1, Grey's Anatomy, Criminal Minds, and Days of Our Lives, About a Boy, which I believe won a couple of awards, didn't it? About a Boy won a couple of awards.
I believe so.
Yeah, and of course... Yeah, and of course, Rekindling Christmas with Mom and Dad, and now No More Goodbyes. I have to start watching some of this stuff because, I need to know what I'm talking about, right? So, but I did want to ask you, I mean, you're a young actor, so were you ever involved in any Disney roles for the Disney Channel?
They always audition me. I'm very familiar with the casting and everyone, but I didn't end up ever booking anything. But they keep on calling me back, so they definitely want me. And so one of these days, you may find me on Disney Channel.
Mm. And what about Nickelodeon and all that?
No, but my good friend Tommy Hobson is on That Girl Lele and the Fresh Beat Band, so... I'm super happy for him, and he's been doing really well.
Yeah. Now, when you were growing up, what shows were you watching? Were you watching Disney Channel and Nick stuff, or no?
Yeah, I was watching – I actually watched a lot of Boomerang, so I love all the old
Well, I know for me, my kids at the time, you know, they're older now, but we would watch a lot of the Disney stuff, like iCarly. I don't think – was iCarly on Disney Channel? No.
Yes, there was.
Yeah, so iCarly, what's that other one? Something in Allie, I forgot the name. Aaron and Allie. Austin and Allie. And you know, you remind me of Austin a little bit. Just if you look quickly. Just if you look quickly at you. That's all. I mean, look-wise, that's all. It must be the hair.
My friend was actually in Austin and Allie, Brandy Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, I like her. What's she up to these days, do you know?
She was actually in our film Rekindling Christmas.
Oh, cool. You know what? I think I saw Rekindling Christmas last year when your mom and dad were on. I promised them I'd watched it. You know, there's so much to watch and see and do that it all just runs into the other for me. So between the books I have to read when people tell me they're going to be on and what movies they're in, and they all just run into each other, unfortunately. But now I know acting must be a phenomenal achievement for you, and your parents have to be so proud of you to somewhat follow in their footsteps, but to, you know, just be in that area of the entertainment industry. But I have to ask you, what was your feeling when you received the Presidential Humanitarian Award from Obama?
You know, there's a lot of things that I am very grateful of now, but I didn't realize how lucky I was in that not many people get to do those things from such a young age. So when I was like, what? Wait, you haven't met Denzel Washington? So I didn't realize how grateful I am of everything that's happened. So yeah, I didn't know much about it at the time, but now I look back and I'm like, wow, that is a crazy achievement. So it's very special. And I love what I do, and it's why I do it. It's because it's so fun. And I get to meet tons of people. I mean, I didn't know who Matthew Modine was until I worked on Stranger Things, and I looked him up and I was like, whoa, this guy's been in everything. And I realized how big he was, and I didn't realize that until after. So it's just amazing, and I'm very appreciative of what
You're a young actor, and when I say young, I don't mean 10, but you know, you're really just getting started into saying, this is what I really, really want to do. Before it was, yeah, I'm acting, yeah, I'm doing this show, and now you're, like you said, you're getting into that feeling of, oh my God, I worked with that person, you know?
Yeah, I definitely has just have been amazed of how much I've been able to do through the years.
Yeah. So do you write as well? Or do you do any screenwriting at all? Or do you throw any ideas at mom and dad? Or?
You know, I've thrown a couple of ideas at my mom through the years, but they may have not been the greatest. I'm going to admit it. I mean, I'll give you one for an example. I was like, okay, mom, I have the best idea. So what if the world was ending and there were like volcanoes all over the earth, but then like aliens invaded, and then we had to fly to Mars, but then aliens went back to Mars. So then everything was just going on. And then my mom was like, okay, then what happens? And I'm like, I don't know. You're the writer.
Yeah, you finish it.
So I've thrown a couple of ideas, but they haven't been the greatest. But I have thrown a couple of good ideas that I think my mother should have wrote. But I've thought about writing a couple of times. And people always ask me if I would be interested in directing. But
I was going to ask
you that.
I'm not
too sure. I want to continue with acting. And if I try it out once, I'll try it out once and see if I like it. And if I don't, I'll continue acting. But I know a lot of people who started out acting and are now directing. So, I'll try it out once or twice. You always got to try something once.
Yeah, that's me. I'll try anything once. If I don't like it, I don't do it again. That's it, you know. You only go around once. Do it while you can, right? And the reason I mention mom and dad so much to you folks out there is because mom and dad are in the industry, and his father, James Ganier, is an Emmy-nominated director, producer, Guild of America, and his mom is Emmy-nominated Rebecca Buccaneer, and she's a prolific USA Today bestselling author and award-winning screenwriter. All three of you are members of the Academy, I believe, right? I mean, there's no age limitation on the Academy, is there? No, right? I guess as long as you're acting.
There's only an age restriction for voting. So, yes, we all are members of the TV Academy.
Right. So, listen, let me ask you this. Tell me about Christian's day today. What does Christian do on a normal day when he's not acting?
If I remember.
If you remember. I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago.
I woke up because it was so cold in my house.
Stop right there. What's the temperature? Don't give me cold shit, Kristen, because it's not cold there. Come on. What was the temp?
It was 55.
Oh, my God. You must have needed like an electric blanket. But anyway, you woke up. It was cold.
I was super cold, but I managed to get out of bed, and I did my schoolwork, and then I played on my Xbox with my cousin and my with my two cousins, and then I drank orange juice, ate beans and weenies, mother made, and it was really good. It was really, really good.
So you had a great day.
I'd say it was a pretty good day. I drank so much orange juice.
Well, that's good for you, you know. I was just curious what you did when you weren't acting. So you're just a regular, everyday kid when you're not acting. And when you're on the set, you're a consummate professional. And, I mean, how old are you right now? I mean, 16?
I'm 14.
14. So you've got a long way to go, my friend. You look at all the great work you've done so far. I mean, this is just a stepping stone for what you're going to be heading for. I mean, your career is just right now, it could be anything at this point, you know? So which way? Oh, stupid question. I hate asking stupid questions. You know, it's like everybody probably asks this. Which way as an adult would you prefer to be? I mean, would you prefer to be this major actor, director, writer? I mean, it's so stupid of a question. I'm sorry. You can still do all three.
Are you asking what career path I'd take?
Yeah, as an adult, what is your main goal as an adult? To be a major actor, or maybe more on the behind the scenes, directing or writing?
My goal is probably to make as many relationships as I can, and
nice.
Yeah, definitely want to be a good actor, but I mean, the business is all about making relationships to have people help you, and you have to help other people. I mean, it's a two-way
right.
relationship, and you want to make as many as those, because in the end, you can't really get that far without it. So I definitely want to be a big actor, which is a huge part, but there's other things you need to do first, which
right.
Yeah.
Now, are you still involved with the inner city kids, the after school program that Obama gave you the humanitarian award for?
Yes, I am. In fact, I think I'm going. What's today? Is today Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going tomorrow, I believe, to the schools with my father.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have three older sisters.
And are they actresses or in the industry at all, or no?
They used to. That's actually why I got started. But then they found other things they wanted to do, so I guess I outlasted them.
There you go. Nice. Nice. Well, when you were growing up, before you got your first role, as a young boy, what did you like? Everybody wants to be, oh, be a fireman, a policeman, whatever. What were you thinking at the time before you had your first role? Because once you get that bite, you know you're stuck.
I was in diapers, so I do not remember. I was 1.5.
Your first role was 1.5. Wow.
Yeah, it was a diaper commercial. So before that, who knows what I thought.
And the Subaru commercial as well. You were in that, and that one of the longest running, one of Subaru's longest running commercials, I should say, that you were in. And did you get a Subaru out of the deal? I hope so.
Man, I wish people asked me that, but no, I didn't. I should have demanded what I needed, a Subaru when I turn 18.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, you've been learning over the years now what to put in your rider or whatever the contract, whatever you want. So, you know, you could go from there. So, but now let me ask you, when is No More Goodbyes coming out? Or we have no idea.
It's next year.
Oh, next year. Why? Well, it's done. Why do we got to wait so long?
You know, I've been asking my dad the same thing for so long, but
yeah.
I guess it's just because we've been going through the award circuit, so it's just winning a ton of awards.
Nice, nice. Now, if anybody wanted to find out more about you other than going to YouTube or anything like that, do you have a website or anything that people can find out more about you?
Yes, I do. It's ChristianGanier.com. And if you want to contact me directly, I'm most active on Instagram. And that will take you to my social medias, interviews. We got everything on there.
Nice.
So ChristianGanier.com.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, on Instagram, which I tagged you. I hope you saw it.
I did not have my phone on me. I was drinking orange juice.
Oh, my God, he's an orange juice. Well, at least it's orange juice and not alcohol, right? We don't need no Drew Barrymores. No Drew Barrymores anymore. I think a lot of the actors these days, especially the young ones, they don't go that route anymore. I could be wrong, but back in the day when the kid actors, they were more into the partying, you know? And, well, you've got great parents, so, you know, it all comes from home, you know? It all comes from home. How we react and act in this world. But so in California, is 14 legal to drive or a permit at least?
I believe it's 15.
Okay,
for
so
permit,
what's
for
the car? What's the car you want? What are you getting?
Man, I haven't looked into it, but now that you say that, oh, my goodness, that's not too far away.
Well, you're going to be driving soon. When's your birthday?
September 2nd.
Well, you better start thinking about what you want to tell Mom and Dad to get you. You know, you're going to be driving soon. You're going to get your permit, and then 16, you'll have your license, so you'll be raring to go.
Yeah, that's definitely something I look forward to, though I won't be going to parties.
No.
I will
no,
be going to the store to buy more orange juice.
We got to get you an orange juice gig, man. I mean, you love an orange juice. You just got to get an orange juice gig now.
Yeah, I got to get in my contract, say, lifetime supply of orange juice.
Yeah, you and your lifetime supplies. They're not going to give you no lifetime supplies because you're too young. That you'll cost them a fortune. Maybe if you were 60 and said lifetime supply, you'd have a better chance, right? This way they don't have to have as many years to give you that lifetime supply. But anyway, well, is there anything you would like to say to your fans and our listeners out there that I'm not touching on? Because we're just hanging out, you and I. So, I mean, I'm having a wonderful time talking to you.
Just love what you do. And if you love what you do, you have fun while doing it and you continue to want to do it. I've been loving acting since I was one, and I've been doing it for 13 years, and I always love to do it.
And school, do you go to a special school or no? Are you homeschooled? Or do you go, when I say special, I mean arts.
No, I am homeschooled. So my father helped me with school.
Very nice. So the pandemic was no effect on you for school. You were already home.
Not pretty, repeat that?
I said when the pandemic came around, you didn't have an issue with school. You were already home.
Yeah, it kind of sucked because I was playing hockey and then the pandemic hit. And then I grew like a foot, and so all my hockey gear did not fit anymore. So
wow,
that kind of sucked. But, yeah,
because doing hockey is not cheap. Doing a kid who does hockey is not cheap.
No, but that's something people laugh when they hear. They're like, "Wait, you're an actor? Wait, and you play hockey?" They're like, "That's such a dangerous sport."
Alan Thicke? Robin's son. Alan Thicke from Growing Pains. He was a huge hockey player. So he was an actor, and, you know, he could have got his face or body battered, but he did it. So, you like you said, love what you do, and you'll be happy. So, now, do you go around doing any advice for kids or anything like that who may want to get into acting, especially with the inner city kids? What any inspiration you give those guys or anybody for that matter?
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard doing acting, but yeah, I do give advice out to people who want to. I mean, that's the way I got into acting is I got people to tell me good advice and what to do and what not to do, and I've gotten pretty far.
Nice. Well, I can only see you getting better and doing even bigger roles, but again, is there anything out there that we need to know about that you're working on other than you know, the new movie coming out, No More Goodbye? Oh, you are working on something. You can't tell us because you're going to be a brat about that, right? I'm kidding. But when can we expect the thing that we're not supposed to know about?
I'm not sure when it's coming out. Probably sometime next year.
And what about the horror movie that is going to come out maybe for next Halloween too, or around that time?
Yeah, probably around that.
Or is that one and the same? Uh-huh. Did I catch you? I didn't say it. My lips are sealed. I'm only kidding. Oh, but you are gonna be great in a Halloween flick as a villain. And that's where when they say acting will come into play, because you do not fit that image as a crazy person or anything to that effect. So your chops are really going to be playing their part there.
Yeah, I'll be able to show you that I can play all types of roles from a Christmas movie to a psychological horror movie.
Right. Now, when you were filming, did you have any nightmares or anything about this? Or no, now that you can see, like, behind the scenes how they do stuff and how fake it actually really is, it was no effect?
I love horror movies, so personally, they don't really bother me. But when I was shooting Stranger Things, the one thing, I forgot about this, and then people started asking me if I was scared while shooting, and I was like, no. But I remembered one day, it was like the last scene, and I had just watched a ton of people get murdered, and then and then Dr. Brenner hears them get murdered as well, and they started playing, the Duffer Brothers started playing an audio clip of little girls screaming, but not like scary screaming, like they were dying screaming. So it was like terrifying. It actually like genuinely scared me. It was like scary. Like it was just like blood curdling. It was so scary. Just being in that element of everything, on top of the fact I watched the TV show, so everything there just felt so real because I had seen those sets on a TV show, and then I was actually there, so everything just all built up and was like spooky. So it was really cool.
Right. Are you dressing up for Halloween by any chance?
I am. I'm going to be dressing as the hospital patient that I played in Stranger Things. I'm going to be dressed up as number 10.
There you go. Number 10 coming at you. Right. And for those of you who don't know, the kids, their older names are numbers, and Dr. Brenner is like a father figure to them, sort of, like a creator, I guess, right? Is he the creator of you guys? And
Yes, he is. So
I'm telling you, you got to check out Village of the Damned. You got to check out Village of the Damned and Children of the Corn. I can't believe Mom and Dad's never told you to watch that, especially being in Stranger Things.
I will put it on my watch list. That does sound very interesting.
No, I'm serious. Oh, man, if you got time, please try to watch one of them and tell me what you think if you can. But what else did I want to ask you? I don't know. Oh, I do enjoy the music in Stranger Things. The soundtrack is fantastic.
Yeah, I love all the songs they put on it.
Now, are you into music too, or no, just acting? Are you have musical talent as well?
I just had to sing for an audition. I've heard that I'm vocally talented, but I do not think I am. But yeah, I do like listening to music.
Right. And this is what I wanted to ask you before. Are you still friends with the cast of Stranger Things or anybody you've worked with in the past that you were close with? Do you guys still get together or no?
No, we hate each other.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
They don't like orange juice. No. So what the hell? Why would you hang out with them? They don't like orange juice.
Plot twist. They drank my orange juice.
Oh, man. Oh. No wonder you don't want to hang out with them. Don't touch my orange juice. Don't let go of my OJ.
No, we're still really good friends. The whole cast was amazing. They were all really fun to work with. And yeah, we're friends to this day. I would not say that they
very
hated
nice.
Me, so I would take
no.
that as a win.
No, I when I say friends, I meant, you know, do you guys get together? Do you hang out and, you know, in between hiatus and stuff like that? You know, if you guys got together.
We hang out as much as we can, but we live across the U.S. They live in Atlanta, and I live in California. So, yeah, anytime I'm up in Atlanta, I go and visit them, and we have fun. But it's not too often, so...
And I believe Dean is a Jersey boy, right? Dean is a Jersey boy. No?
I am not sure, but.
I believe he is. Someone mentioned to me that he was from Jersey. Oh, geez. What did I want to talk to you about? That's all I got for you, Christian, unless you want to spread the word about anything else. But I'm looking forward to catching you in definitely the horror movie we're not supposed to know about. And I hope they bleed orange juice in this film. And and no more goodbyes. We got no more goodbyes. We've got to look forward to. And any upcoming auditions that you could share with us or no?
No, I cannot, but I do want all my fans to demand Pop to make me a number 10 doll.
Oh, there you go. That'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. I've been searching to try to make that because I've had a ton of people ask me and I'm like, hey, if you want to demand Pop me one, go right ahead. We get enough people, they will have to make it.
There you go, folks. So reach out. How do they reach out to Pop?
On their website.
And what is the website?
Pop.
That's it? Oh, sorry. I didn't know. I don't write questions down, and I'm thinking ahead of myself, and I'm what I want to say to you, I can't remember what I want to say to you. Oh, man. Oh, God, I hate when this happens. It happens way too often. Oh, I'm hoping that the spinoff of Stranger Things includes you. I surely do. And who knows, maybe the season finale may include you. I mean, there may be some scenes that they may have to go back to. So I hope the best for you for that, for sure.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really excited. I met up with the Duffer Brothers for, what was it? It was the Emmys. We met them at the Emmys, and they thanked me for my work and said I did an amazing job. So that was
very
awesome.
Nice. Very nice.
From the writers and directors of Stranger Things. So to directly receive that is amazing.
Nice. And the reason I asked you, this question is coming back to me now. The reason I asked you if you hung out with the gang is because there's so many different ages in the group. You know, you've got older people playing kids in basically everything. You know, no one's really their actual age in some of these movies or shows. That's why I asked you if you hung out, because I know the ages are very different. So that's the only reason why I asked that. So that just came back to me. So like I said, my head runs all over the place. I should write questions down, but I don't want to, because it's you and I just hanging out and having a conversation. And that's what I love about doing the show, is that I've gotten to meet you tonight, and you're a wonderful young man, very talented, and I can only see you going even further. And I can't wait to see what you bring us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I can't wait to share everything that I get to do when I am able to share it.
Exactly. Well, if you want to come back and discuss the secret with us, please don't hesitate to come on back, Christian. I'd love to have you back and tell your mother and father hello. I doubt they remember me. They do freaking interviews probably like crazy. But please tell them that Joanne Barton said hello from Applause Radio Show, and they are always more than welcome to come back if they want to come and talk about No More Goodbyes or anything else for that matter.
Yes, of course. I'll tell them you said hi. They are busy, but you are an amazing person, so I'm sure they remember you.
Oh, please. Like I said, they talk to a million people, and so do you. You're going to hang up this phone and say, oh, who was that crazy nut? I'll never talk to her again. You know? But no. But no, I'm just glad we finally got to connect. I was out off the air for 3 months. I came back, and I've had nothing but technical issues with the connectivity with the guests. And when you and I couldn't connect, I was like, oh, my God, no, not again, not tonight, you know. So I was just so glad to talk to you, and can't thank you enough for hanging out with me tonight. You are a pleasure and a treat to talk to. And I got to send you a case of orange juice. And you have an orange tree in the yard, I hope. So you make your own orange juice.
Yeah, we're about to go visit one of our properties we have. Definitely need millions of orange trees.
Wow. And you get yourself a little orange grove in Orange Grove. How's that? Oh, my God. Everybody, Christian Ganier. Check him out, ChristianGaniere.com. That's GANIERE.com. Also on Instagram, Christian Ganier. And look forward to No More Goodbyes coming out. And I'm sure Rekindling Christmas will be out again this year. I mean, that's the best thing about doing a holiday movie or a holiday song or anything holiday. It'll keep coming back, right, Christian? I mean, it's the best thing about being in a holiday film. You'll get royalties the rest of your life, right? You got to think ahead, right? You got to think ahead. But wonderful. You are an amazing young man, and I cannot imagine where you're going, because your acting skills right now are phenomenal, and they can only get better. And how much better can you get? It's just, I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Christian. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Have a good night if I don't talk to you. Happy Halloween. Have a great time. And all the holidays in there that are coming, whatever, happy holidays. And I look forward to seeing no more goodbyes for sure.
All right. Yeah, I can't wait for everybody to finally release it and be able to see it.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Christian, thank you again. Have a wonderful night, everybody. Christian Ganier. Take care, Christian. It was wonderful speaking with you. Bye-bye, hon.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Take care, everybody. Go to Pop and tell them to do a number 10 doll. We want that. We want that. Anyway, yeah, I've never seen Stranger Things, unfortunately. I know a lot of people watch it. Someone told me they binge-watched it. My niece watches it. But I was looking up the YouTube snips about the show, and it looks really good. And it's, I thought movie quality, in my opinion, special effects and everything was movie quality, but it's on Netflix. But then again, everything's on Netflix now, so everything is movie quality. So that's pretty stupid to say. So, yeah. But what a kind, sweet young man. He's just bound for glory, I guess you could say. He's on his way. He's already done so much. I can't imagine where he's going. And, again, his mother and father, Emmy-nominated James Ganier. He's a director, producer, Guild of America member, and his mother is Emmy-nominated Rebecca Ganier. And she's a USA Today best-selling author and an award-winning screenwriter, and they wrote and produced Rekindling Christmas, actually, and he was in that, and they did No More Goodbyes, too, I believe, that's what he said. So, hey, it doesn't hurt when mom and dad are running the show. You know you're going to get a spot, right? But when you're a good actor, you got to hold on to it, so... And that's what Christian's doing. So, and he's been in so many other shows as well. So, you know, it's just not a matter of him getting these roles because of his parents. That's for damn sure. So, but yeah, all right. Christian Ganier, Stranger Things, and looking forward to No More Goodbyes and the upcoming movie that we couldn't talk about, the horror movie. Did you hear me? The horror movie. But that should be really good because Christian is a sweet little innocent young man. And for him to play a psychotic nut job, I'm sure that's going to be a role of a lifetime for him. Definitely a twist. So tomorrow, groggy today. We've got on the 25th a reschedule of Chris Impellitteri. So if you're into rock, it's Rocktober and heavy metal. Join us. We played two songs last night for him. Antisocial disease. That's it. And also, what was the other one? I got it here. I think I wrote it down. Antisocial disease for sure. I know we played that. Ball and Chain, I know we did. Oh, and The Young and the Ruthless, we played that too. So I've got a ton of songs that we could play for Chris tomorrow when we're hanging out. But the CD compilation has well over 30 songs. It's a 3D set, 3 CD set, and it is the anthology of Impellitteri. And the new album is Wake the Beast, the Impellitteri anthology. And it came out on September 30th. So you can hear it here first, or you can go and buy it first, vice versa. So you could hear it here and then go buy it or whatever. And I'm sure you'll love it. So I'm looking forward to having my buddy Marshall Thompson on from the Shy Lights. What a sweetheart. 80-something years old, and he's touring over in Vegas. God bless him. God bless him. My God. So we are going to have Mr. Marshall Thompson on the 26th. And then the 30th, author, lyricist Rick Ryan, he's got a new book out, Under Santa's Hat. And we are giving away 3 copies. All you got to do is call in the wind, 646-478-0999. And they are gorgeous books for the kids for Christmas. And the 31st at 10 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to throw together a Halloween show where I'm just going to play some Halloween music, some scary themes, whatever, something title related to Halloween, the usuals. I might find something out of the norm that you don't know, but I highly doubt it. I mean, every year it's the same songs, but I'll have a good time, and I'm hoping you'll have a good time with me. So speaking of Mr. Marshall Thompson, why don't we close out with Mr. Marshall Thompson? We want a mellow night, or we want to close out on a crazy, I don't know. Let's do that. All right. This is Mr. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, Oh Girl, and you will see him here on the 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. And take care. Have a good night. And thank you again, Christian Ganier, ChristianGaneer.com. Go check out his website. Check out Stranger Things, and you'll see him playing the role of 10. Take care, everybody. Have a good night. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Have a good night. Bye-bye.